quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hey, everybody, it's that time again. Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show. And you can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. sportsfred@aol.com. Sirius 217, XM 203, all the apps I love, TuneIn, Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio, and of course, radio station, including KSHP in Las Vegas, Nevada, and SMSN in the state of Indiana, and of course, all around the world. Our guest will be a few minutes from right now, Jeff Owens of Sports Collector's Digest, Art Source with us, Laura Snoke with us, Mark Mancini's with us, and we'll play Laura's favorite part of the show, of course, Barron Sports Trivia. Lots happening in the wonderful and wacky world of sports. A lot of it's happening in Washington, D.C. as we speak. The Senate wants to pass a bill to correct, to help, to cure the problems in collegiate sports. Folks, we're dead. We're dead meat. 6 years ago, Mike Emmert, then the head of the NCAA, opened up everything, and everything is showing its wear right about now in 2026. There's no way to solve it. Maybe they're speaking about maybe putting a salary cap. Okay, respond to that. Well, okay, Fred, let's respond to that. Strike, strike, strike. Hey, these players aren't like they used to be. These players all have agents. You can't do that. You just can't do it. What you have to do for sure is cure the NIL. The way you cure the NIL is you say, yeah, you can leave. You can leave once. You sit out a year, and that's it. That'll cure some of the problems. Can't cure all of them. Mark Emmert, by the way, was fired a couple years after came up with this inane idea. And so we can talk about that. SportsFred@AO.com, SportsFred@AO.com. Have a few extra bucks. Game 3 and Game 4 of the NBA playoffs at MSG. Cheapest seat, $7,000. Most expensive seat, $96,000. Now, we all love sports. Not $96,000 worth for 48 minutes of so-called action. What do you think? Going to spend $96,000 for a ticket? Email us, sportsfredo.com, sportsfredo.com. The Rams, big move this week. Myles Garrett, of course, they're hoping that Matthew Stafford stays healthy. I'm listening to San Francisco radio. They're going crazy. A.J. Brown to the Patriots. Last year, Patriots had the weakest schedule in the league. It's tougher this year. A.J. Brown will help the Patriots. You can help us. I can help you. SportsFred@AO.com right after this.
At Kohl's, spring style starts with the season's best shoe sale and continues with 15% off the rest of your looks. But with great outfits from Kohl's, what happens next is unexpected. Strangers ask where you shop. The breeze feels like it's blowing just for you. Your kids pose for photos willingly. Yep, great spring outfits can do that kind of thing. Find yours at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offers end April 26th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Staples presents Celebrations Made Easy.
I was throwing a party for the twins and had custom invites and a banner printed at Staples. And that's when I saw Party City is now at Staples.
Party City? No way!
Yep. So now Staples has all your printing needs and everything you need for a party.
Everything times two.
Yeah, and now at Staples, save 40% on custom cards, photo gifts, wrapping paper, banners, and more.
Big news! Party City is now at Staples.
That was easy.
Shop Staples in-store, online, or on the app. In 613, exclusions apply.
You can swirl it, you can sip it, but the best way is to share it. Hey, y'all, I'm Deanna, a team member at my local Chick-fil-A. And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and new frosted sodas and floats is how well they go together. You get that bold flavor of the Coke mixed with the smooth deliciousness of the vanilla ice cream. You have a juicy filet and a smooth, creamy float. It's an awesome pairing.
Order a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and a new frosted soda and float at your local Chick-fil-A restaurant. Real team member paid for their testimonial.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America with Art Source, Morris Snoke, and, of course, the one, the only, Mark Mancini, who happens to be the world's worst sports handicapper. And we'll find out about that when he's discussing some odds and some numbers and things like that. But I opened the show talking about something that's murdering, I think, murdering the collegiate system, what the NCAA did 6 years ago. Now the Senate, bipartisan situation, both sides thinking they can solve it. I think they're just going for votes. I don't think there's any way to resolve it. Art, there's no way you're going to limit how much money these guys can make.
No.
You might be able to limit how many times they can switch from one school to another. What are your thoughts about what's going on in Congress right now?
There's an old axiom, the horses are out of the barn, and it's hard to get them back in the barn at this point in time. And the players for years deserve to be paid with what, millions, hundreds of millions, billions now of dollars being, you know, made by these programs, coaches making $12 to $20 million. They're building $300 million centers for USC, and Penn State's put a half a billion into their new stadium. You know, the game itself, the sport itself, football, basketball, women's basketball, they're doing fantastic. But Nick Saban said it best. I mean, can you have the other sports funded by them, by the big, you know, revenue producing sports? And that's going to be the question. I mean, I saw college softball in the last 7 years, women's college softball, become something that's incredible. You know, Texas has won 2 straight titles now. I mean, they had 7, 8, 10, 12,000 people in the stands in Oklahoma City. And you look at the SEC, they're doing great. It's just, to me, I wonder if your rule isn't right, Fred. If a coach leaves, the kid ought to have an opportunity to go see what's going on, all right, because he was recruited by that coach. He has one chance to make a mistake and say, okay, I want to go play somewhere else. But after that, I think you should have to sit out. And I also think there's another problem in college sports and this gambling thing that's going on now between Texas Tech and their quarterback, Brendan Sorsby. And you know, I mean, this is something that's going to happen, and we've talked about it on Sports Overnight America.
Laura, you're an attorney. You have any thoughts about the kids going on strike if the Senate passes this rule?
You know, it's sort of a potpourri now of all kinds of different solutions and problems and I think ultimately what's going to happen, I don't think ultimately that the answer is going to be come from Congress. I don't think that's going to happen. But I think ultimately what's going to have to happen is they're going to have to be employer-employee relationships between the college athletes and the schools. And there's going to have to be strict contractual limitations on transfers, on how many times the players can transfer. I mean, there's all sorts of issues there. I don't think they can really legitimately limit.
Do the kids have to pay taxes on this NIL money?
Probably.
Yeah, of course. I imagine they would.
Yeah.
That's a question that I've heard argued on both sides. Yeah.
I mean, it's income.
That's why the state of Florida universities have an advantage over, let's say, California, because you're not paying state income tax.
That was where I was trying to get at, because you have high tax states and states that have no tax. I mean, no wonder Texas and maybe the Florida schools are starting to creep up. I mean, because there is an advantage.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see if there is any teeth in this boycott that the NAACP is urging for Black athletes to boycott the new Confederate states because of the policy. So we'll see. I mean, that could make a huge difference.
That is. Yeah, huge. I never even looked at that. Yeah, that could be amazing.
Well,
Mark, I mean, you're talking 65 to 70% of football players.
And basketball.
Here's the thing, Fred, Artie, and Laura. It was never an issue when athletic directors and coaches could do whatever the hell they want and get 20, 30 million across the board and leave in the middle of a thing and then go to another. But boy, is this an issue now with the college athletes saying, you know what, you know, maybe we got to do the same thing. And, you know, we live in a country where you can do whatever you want. And if you can shortcut it some ways to a certain extent and make money, I'm for it. I mean, some of these guys are now making more money than going into the pros. And I look at it like this. Why are we going to start capping these kids when we never capped the athletic directors or the college
coaches? Could college football someday surpass the NFL?
Yeah.
I mean, we got guys playing 9 years, right, Fred?
Yeah, you know, tight end for Miami a few years ago.
The colleges are making, you know.
Longer than a football career.
Well, you know.
Professional football career.
When was the last time a university was actually losing money? It's like owners in sports. You don't get into a business to lose money. You maximize your efforts to make more money.
Let me throw this one out there. There's a kid from my high school, Culver City High School.
Yeah,
in Culver City, California, where all the movies were really made, who's now playing for Washington State.
Yeah,
he played 3 years for Bryant University in somewhere in the South. He's now in his third year at Washington State, and he's considered a junior, which means he can play at least seven.
It's a seventh-year junior.
Art, explain that to me. How's that possible?
I don't know, but I always thought I was pretty good at math. And I always thought she had 5 years to complete 4 years of eligibility. And now it's a completely different structure. I mean,
hey, you know, Fred, to argue that one out, I got a friend. She's 25, journalism degree at USC. She says she loses out to people that are YouTubers that have more followers. People are more interested in the followers than they are the education.
How many clicks you get, baby? That's right.
Isn't there a professional football player that's going back to college and he wants to play basketball?
And then
Fred, we were talking about the young man UCLA just signed. I believe his name is Gironis Grivaldi.
Yeah.
Wasn't he playing for Real Madrid in the professional leagues?
Couple years of pro.
Laura's going to go back. She's going to be a Raider cheerleader next year in Las Vegas.
No. You know, this is crazy because if you look at UCLA basketball, the roster for next year, everything is a portal, a transfer portal or a foreign player. They got two kids from high school. The other 12 guys or 13 guys.
You know, Coach Cignetti of the national championship Indiana football team was on TV the other day, talking about how difficult it is to recruit freshmen now because you have a body of work to look at with guys in the portal. You have all this video to be able to look, and you're seeing them against other players. And when you look at a freshman coming in from high school, you know, there's that chance that he might not pan out. So you're seeing that weight shift, but it's starting to hurt the kids on the in the high school level
Artie,
as well.
How can you be how do you not pay the kids when Ohio State and Michigan come into your backyard every other year and you sell out the place at 100,000? How do you not pay these
And those
kids?
Tickets are not cheap. I'm looking at USC, Penn State tickets for next year.
Yeah.
The cheapest ones available, $595.
Yeah, exactly.
That's sitting up in 108,000 Beaver Stadium at the top level.
Yeah. Well, all I can tell you, and I said this a million times on Sports Overnight America, I used to tell you the starting lineups for the top 10 or 15 basketball schools in America. There is absolutely no shot of Fred doing that now. And it's not just because I'm getting older, because I don't care as much, because you can't care as much.
And Fred,
kids aren't growing.
The other thing is, you know, our college football magazines and basketball magazines, by the time you get those, they're going to add another 8 to 10 players. So you have to go through each one of those teams. And it's only like, what, 5 weeks old? And you're already making changes, adding people, adding this guy, adding that guy. It's crazy.
All right. Laura's a Dodger fan. Now, let's say you were a Laker fan. Laura's a Laker fan. Let's say you were a Knicks fan. Would you spend $96,000 you would add to $192,000 to watch your favorite team, the Knicks, play if you had the opportunity?
No.
It's a definite no go.
You know, but we've talked about this before, and I just read a whole article about inflation, quote unquote, and how all of these different price points. If, for example, this Knicks ticket, if it had followed inflation, that particular ticket that cost $9,000 would or $90,000 would cost maybe $500. I mean, the disparity between the cost of quote unquote luxury items now and what the rate of inflation is, it's like thousand times more. So,
well,
it's not, they're not, prices are not equivalent across the board.
The problem is, Laura and Artie and Fred, those people that live in Manhattan have no concept of what's going on because they can drop $12,000 on a pair of pants.
Is that one Manhattan Beach or Manhattan, New York?
Manhattan, New York.
I don't think it's much better on the West Coast either.
Yeah, they have no idea. So, to spend, I'm sure they'll sell that place out, and everybody will pay $8,000 tickets.
Oh, New York Knicks fans, are you crazy?
They're crazy.
I mean,
man.
They're bringing Trump to the game too. I'm hearing.
Yeah, I mean, it's like,
I don't think so. They're having a big block party. I mean, it's huge. There's going to be a huge block party around the garden. You know,
Mark, what's the most you've ever spent for a ticket? And again, we can get media passes in some cases, but Mark, what's the most you've ever spent for a ticket to even for your Pittsburgh Pirates?
Well, I think it might have been $125 for WrestleMania a few years ago. That might have been the highest.
Art, how about you?
2.25 for a USC football game, which I found out later, being an alumnus, I could have got for free.
Laura, how about you?
As you ask the question, I'm trying to think. It was probably a Laker game at some point. I really honestly don't remember.
But how much was it?
You didn't spend more than a couple $100.
I never spent four figures.
When LSU played USC in the opening game a couple of years ago in Vegas, I was all set to go, and luckily I got my media pass, where I would have never been able to go to the game because I thought we could get tickets for a couple $100. No. They wanted $1,000. And
all
I'm
right,
like, you know, a college football game for a grand? No, I don't think so.
We're going to come back and make some money playing Barron's Sports Trivia right here on Sports Overnight.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Everybody back on Sports Overnight America. Time for Laura's favorite part of the show, Barron's Sports Trivia. Before we start, of course, Art is 128 years of age. You've been following this show. You know how old he is. But he takes legal medicinal products in answer, so he can answer these questions every single week that we do this show. Now, Art, what is your legal medicinal product that you are taking this evening?
Our old favorite, Prevagen. And I mean, it's some great stuff, you guys. I mean, I don't know about you, but every once in a while, I feel like I'm forgetting some things. And this keeps that from happening. But here's the exciting part. We got a new sponsor. All right. If you're looking for the next big business opportunity, join the winning team at Horde Pub. With a proven, highly profitable sports pub model, an innovative menu, award-worthy drinks and wings, food and cold drinks, nonstop fun, franchise opportunities are available. If you ever dreamed of owning your own successful sports pub backed by a concept that works, get in touch with Jimmy Bull, and that's Jimmy Bull, and we're going to get everything for you. I'm going to put the information up in the next segment.
Well, what's the name again of the place?
Sports Pub. It's fantastic. They've got a fusion food. They have like teriyaki sticks. They have old traditional food. But it's a community event where they have areas for the kids to play while you're enjoying sports. If you know you're with your kids or your grandkids in your sense, Mark, it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing, and it's been so successful that he decided that, hey, let's get this out there to everybody out there in the world. And you know, it's going to be something. Hey, Jeff Bezos talked about how to become a billionaire. You start with an idea and you franchise it. And it worked for Ray Kroc. It's worked for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But here's who you got to contact, okay? It's called info@hornpubpa.com. And if you do that, you know, you're going to really enhance your community and have a chance to make a success for yourself. And we're happy to have them on Sports Overnight America.
I will definitely drink to that. All right, Laura, you ready for your favorite part of the show, Barron Sports Trivia?
I'm ready.
All right. Now, I know, Laura, you're a movie. You and Ed are movie people. Okay. So who played Shoeless Joe Jackson in the 1989 baseball movie with Kevin Costner, Field of Dreams? Who played Shoeless Joe Jackson in the 1989 movie, Field of Dreams, Laura Snow?
God, I felt like
Famous act. Famous
was
act.
It Denzel Washington?
What?
Was it Denzel Washington?
Shulish, do you think a black player played in 1919?
He recently passed away, and he was in that mafia movie. I'm trying to think of his name.
Goodfellas.
That's right, Goodfellas.
Joe Pesci?
Close. Well, no, he's alive. Alive or dead, he's alive.
I'm just guessing. I don't know.
Mark, Art knows it, so let's go to Art, Mark first to see if he's got any idea.
Well, he's still alive, but I'm going to go Samuel Jackson.
Another, they allowed black players in 1919.
How about you guys? You're killing me with this.
My idol was a black guy, Willie Stargell, so it wasn't Willie Stargell.
And nothing against that, but Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Who was it, Art Source?
Laura, we're
you
drinking
tell him,
the same
friend,
Kool-Aid.
I know who it is. You tell him.
Laura Ray, and I are drinking Ray the same Liotta, Kool-Aid.
Ray Liotta, God bless him, and we miss him. And what a good actor he was, I'm telling you.
Ray Liotta.
He and James Caan, two of my favorites when it comes to those kind of things.
I'll tell you how much I liked him. I saw Goodfellas. I taped Goodfellas. I was going with it before I met Sandy, of course. And I made her come over and watch Goodfellas for 2.5 hours. That's how much I love that movie, because you're not going to gamble that she might hate the movie. I knew she was going to like the movie. I think she really hated it. But the point is, I loved it. Art loved it. And really,
hey, Fred, did you ever dress up like Shoeless Joe Jackson?
Jesus.
Well, he was one of the eight that, of course, got blacklisted.
There's the 1919 Chicago Black Sox, right, Fred?
Yeah. All right, Mark Mancini, you're 0-1. Let's try this. Raymond Berry, wide receiver, Baltimore Colts, passed away this week. Where did he coach in college?
Ooh, the New England Patriots.
That's a college?
He said in college.
Oh, in college, I think it was Missouri.
Missouri.
I think it was Missouri.
Laura Snoke, Raymond Berry, Baltimore Colts with Johnny Unitas, played wide receiver. Where did he coach in collegiate world?
I don't know. I hate this game.
Give her a hint, Fred.
It's the South.
Oh, that's a hint. Alabama?
Maybe it's Alabama. Art, is it Alabama?
I think it is Alabama.
Oh, my God. Did she pull this out of her hat or what?
I think you guys are right. Laura, see, you give up too easily, Laura.
Oh, my God.
I was thinking it was either Alabama or Maryland. I thought about it, and I said, wait a minute, because it was. I think it was back when the Bear had just retired, and the one of the coaches, I believe the coach at the time, was the guy that became the Jets coach,
you know,
Ray
that's
Perkins.
Almost like, yeah, that's almost like going to Vegas. And you just say, I got one chip, just put on any number, and then you hit it. That's what you just did, Laura.
Try doing that three times in a row. That's happened to me before.
Hey, since we're talking about this, and we talked earlier about former coach Nick Saban, who did coach at Alabama, where did Nick Saban coach Art Source before LSU and Alabama?
Oh.
Where did he coach first?
I got this.
Well, Michigan State.
Michigan State. Are you sure about that?
Uh-uh.
Maybe it might have been a college. On his way there or right before then?
Right before that.
Cleveland Browns.
No, I'm saying collegially.
Oh.
Oh,
West Virginia.
All right. Laura, was it Michigan State, West Virginia? Nick Saban, where he coached right before he coached LSU.
I'm going to pass the baton to Mark.
No. You guessed last time.
Give her a hint.
Give me a hint.
Well, Art's right. How's that for
West Virginia? That's not a hint.
No. The first one, Michigan State.
It was Michigan State.
He also coached. Do you remember he coached in the pros too? Do you remember where
Miami
he coached?
Miami Dolphins. Didn't do very good either.
He was a collegiate coach. All right,
he was a Lou Holtz kind of coach.
All right, Laura, you ready again? You're done okay so far tonight on Sports Overnight America. All right, this MLB player presently playing has appeared in the most All-Star games. He's been chosen the most All-Star games. Who might that player be, Laura Snoke?
He's presently playing?
Yeah, competed and he's been selected 12 times to the All-Star team.
What position?
No. Okay.
Oh, I got this.
Think of a big fish.
Outfielder.
I got it.
Big fish?
out there. Yep.
I don't know.
I got
he threw me
Mark?
Up.
Mark?
Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge. Is that a fish? I thought you had
well,
it.
The only,
really
the only
did.
Fish I remember was Steve Trout.
Mike Trout.
Mike Trout.
Yeah.
There
see,
you
now,
go.
Now, Mark, when Art says a big fish, you probably think of a fish, not a judge. I mean, I thought you had it.
You know
here comes the fish.
I thought of Steve Rainbow Trout.
Speaking
you
of
know,
Aaron Judge, did he hurt his rib? Or,
yeah,
what did
yeah,
I hear about?
He fractured his rib.
Oh, yeah. four to 6 weeks they're talking about?
Yeah, yeah. At least.
Yikes.
But all you right, know what? I don't get puns. That's why I there's something I learned how to read from this very, you know, discredited method, which was not phonics. And so when you say fish, I don't think trout.
If I said big mouth blank.
It didn't like register in my brain.
Yeah,
all right, let's take a break and we're going to come back and talk to Jeff Owens, the editor of Sports Collector Digest, more than 50 years, and I've got many of them. Not 50 years, but they've been in business more than 50 years. I'm paying $170 a month, and much of the space is because of Sports Collector Digest. Now, I love the magazine. It comes twice a week. You go to sportscollectordigest.com, sportscollectordigest.com. You can subscribe. Back with more on Sports Overnight America right after.
Chick-fil-A's new Frosted Sodas and Floats, it's a 10 out of 10. Hey, this is Lizzie, a team member at my local Chick-fil-A, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and new Frosted Sodas and Floats is how well they go together. You will love having your favorite soda blended with our creamy ice cream to make a new Frosted Soda or Float. With the mix of the ice cream and soda fizz, it's so delicious, I call it fizzalicious.
Order a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and a new Frosted Soda and Float at your local Chick-fil-A restaurant. Real team member paid for their testimonial.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Drivers who switch their home and auto with Progressive could save money and time. Other things try to do this, but they really don't. Like the touchscreen at fast food places. It's not like you save time because it takes you longer to use a touchscreen than, I don't know, someone who works there. And another thing, you'd think it would save money because they're not paying a cashier, right? But no, same price. Also, why is there an option to tip? Who am I tipping? Exactly. Anyway, even if you can't save money and time with some things, you could with a Progressive home and auto bundle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
Hop in a John Deere Gator XUV for a day's work. Let's see what's on the to-do list. There goes the tree. And the fence.
Help her out!
Not a problem. Because you've got a cargo box filled with solutions. Up to 4,000 pounds of towing capacity. And you're ready to roll.
The power's out!
Here we go again. The Gator XUV. Built for every kind of workday. Learn more at johndeere.com/GatorXUV. Nothing runs like a deer.
Hey, everybody, we're back on Sports Overnight America. And let me tell you a story. I spend $170 a month on a storage place One of the reasons is because of Sports Collector Digest. I have subscribed to Sports Collector Digest, I think, since it began. Piles and piles and piles and piles of Sports Collector Digest. The guy to blame for all this is the editor of Sports Collector Digest, Jeff Owens. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. I'm very glad and very happy to be cluttering up your storage building there. That's good for business. Hopefully there's a lot of you guys out there.
How many years has Sports Collector Digest been in existence?
53 years. This is the 53rd year. We celebrated our 50th anniversary in 2023. And so it's been around a long time. So, oldest publication in the hobby. Been around forever, and we're still doing well. We still have a lot of guys like yourself who've been subscribing for a long, long time, and hopefully that continues. I would encourage you to hang on to those old copies, because hopefully one day they'll be collector's items themselves, and you can put them on eBay and make some money.
All right, I got to ask you one question, because I'm just the average person. I have never sold a graded item. Okay, that's point A. I do, and you've heard the stories. The earthquake destroyed my cards. Water heater explosion destroyed the cards. One of the movers stole a whole box of mine, destroyed the cards. But I do have 1957 football cards. Mm. And the reason I bring this up is I've got three or four Johnny Unitas, 1957. Yeah. Looking at them, you usually grade your own stuff better than they really are. I understand that. I think it's a 6 or a 7. I go to three different auction houses, okay, and this is a God's honest truth. In the last 6-8 weeks, one gave it a 2, one said it would be a 6, and the other gave it a 7. What can an average person do? Tell us, Jeff Owens.
Yeah, you know, that's a problem in the hobby, is that there are inconsistencies there in grading throughout the different grading services. And what you can do, I don't know, because they kind of have you over a barrel right now. If you want to sell your card for the most value you can get for it, you almost have to go through one of these grading companies. And that's the problem they have. They have all this technology these days, and they are improving rapidly. However, it's still sort of a human element. I mean, it's a subjective judgment by a person who's trained to grade cards. And anytime you have that, you know, the judgments are going to come out different depending on who's grading it and what company it is. So that's, you know, and you got these guys now coming out with technology where you can grade your own card. We've seen that technology. I think it's good, but is it of value? I don't know, because I think most of the time you're going to run into exactly what you did. You're going to grade it one way, and then you're going to send it into a company, and they're going to grade it another way. And unfortunately, their grade is what counts. for you to get the value of your card, you have to have it slabbed, and you have that label on it, and you have that grade on it. And that's a huge part of the business right now. And the hobby is so hot right now that one of the big stories that we've been covering the last few weeks is that PSA, artist grading, they've been flooded with so many cards. They've got a 10 million card backlog right now. So they have shut down their value services, their most affordable grading services for the time being, because they have to catch up. And they went through this during the pandemic when the hobby was booming so much. They had $11 million cards backlogged, and they had to shut things down for a while. So that sort of tells you where the hobby's at right now. It's booming again, and people are using these grading services, and they're flooded with so many cards they can't keep up. So that's kind of the way the hobby is right now.
Art Source, you played for the Trojans, you played for the Rams, and you played professional golf. You have to have some valuable items. You're on with Jeff Owens of Sports Collector Digest.
Well, I hope so. I have a Frank Howard batting helmet from 1969 that I got at the All-Star game at RFK Stadium, the old RFK Stadium. But Jeff, welcome to the show, and I want to talk to you a little bit about the difference between the value of baseball cards, which we know basically lead the way, and if there are any movements in other major sports where their cards are starting to become, you know, more exciting.
Yeah, basketball, no question about it. Basketball cards are the hottest cards in the market right now, and they are actually outselling baseball right now.
Wow.
Yeah, they are the number one card in the hobby. A couple of, let's see, over the past 60 days, I think 65 days now, the athlete who has sold the most cards is Victor Wembanyama.
Wow.
Over 60,000 cards in the past 60 days have been purchased from him. Cooper Flagg is second, Con Knipl is third, and I think Shohei is like fourth right now.
Wow.
So basketball cards are really hot. A lot of it has to do with the new young stars. Wimby
Does the international market have a lot to do with that as well, you think, Jeff?
I think it's got a little bit to do with it. You know, international basketball is huge. It's huge worldwide. And there are definitely a lot of NBA cards being sold internationally, particularly in Asia. It's kind of like soccer. Basketball has become an international sport. You have a lot of international players who are now not only playing in the NBA. One of the craziest things I've seen lately is that college basketball programs are now signing professional players out of Europe and other countries at 23 and 24 years old to come over and play college basketball. And that's just crazy to me that that's happening. And that goes back to the problems we talked about with earlier with the NIL and the transfer portal and all of that. But yeah, basketball cards are extremely hot right now. Wimby's got a lot to do with that. Cooper Flagg has got a lot to do with that. And the other rookies, Con Knipl, Dylan Harper, their cards are really booming right now. And it's really lifted up the entire basketball card market. Ooh.
Laura, you've gone to a million games. Wow. What do you have that's valuable? You're on with Jeff Owens of Sports Collector Digest.
Yeah, hi, Jeff. You know what I found really interesting, too, is that there's been a 130% increase in the sale of WNBA cards, led mm-hmm. by, of course, Caitlin Clark,
right.
Which is, I think, you know, I'm certainly a very positive development, but I wanted to ask you, as somebody who's not really a collector of things, I'm kind of like, you know, carry light. What do you think the lure of collecting is? I mean, do you think it's based on people trying to make money later on? Or do you think it's people like to have these valuable items in their possession? I mean, what do you think lures people into getting into involved in this hobby?
Yeah, I think the driving force is nostalgia. And memories. I think most people, particularly your older collectors or people who have been collecting for a long time, they do it just for the sheer joy of memories, remembering this player from their childhood, remember pulling for that guy when you were a kid, and then you get his baseball cards, and then you get older, and you kind of get nostalgic, and this is what happened during the pandemic, is you had all these people locked up with nothing to do, and they pulled out their old baseball cards, and they got very nostalgic about it, and they started collecting more. And it's just really the thing I think that's driven the hobby since its beginning. Now, what has happened now, though, in the modern world is that it has become an investment. It's become a business. And you have a lot of very, very wealthy people now investing in the hobby and buying up trading cards. I mean, you saw recently where Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank, he and another group of investors, they spent $12.9 million on a Kobe Bryant card. I think it was a Kobe Bryant, LeBron James card, $12.9 million. And we're seeing a lot of that. You're seeing a lot of big companies investing in the hobby, and you're seeing a lot of wealthy people using trading cards as investment assets now. And that is really, in recent years, that is really what has driven the hobby and made it.
Can you go to a bank and get collateral on something like that? I mean, it's a question I have to ask.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely have to get something like that insured. Whether you can get collateral, I would think you could, because it's considered a valuable investment asset, just like
awesome.
Artwork, paintings, wine, jewelry, all the very valuable things that people collect. sports cards in that category now. And we're seeing it. I mean, the record keeps going up all the time. I mean, you know, it was a few years ago, it was 3 million, and then it went to 6-7 million. And then we added the Mickey Mantle card, it went to 12-6. And now we got a 12-9. And we had a Babe Ruth jersey that sold for $24 million dollars a couple of years ago. And it just continues to blow my mind at the amount of money that's being spent on this stuff. But that's the way a lot of people look at it. They look at it as an investment, and they think that that investment's going to pay off down the road. And that keeps working out, it looks like.
Mark Mancini, you're a Pirates fan. You're on with Jeff Owens. Like a minute to go in this segment. Take it away, Mark Mancini.
Well, I got a couple bats, Pete Rose and Tony Gwynn, I'm looking at. But, you know, Jeff, let me ask you, this new generation of kids, they don't usually keep a lot of stuff. They're constantly, you know, I got granddaughters, and they, you know, when you look at going to the games and everything, not to play devil's advocate here, but it seems like the biggest craze coming across the board is the bobbleheads, because the old money is keeping the baseball cards going. Can that old money sustain to keep the baseball cards going? Because it looks like the young generation's going the bobblehead route, and they're going for big money.
Yeah, they're going for bobbleheads. Pokemon is huge with the younger generation right now, those cards. So that's an interesting question, because a lot of your kids doing it today, they're also doing it for investments, and they're flipping cards. They're making money. It blows my mind to see these kids walking around card shows with these big cases full of cards, and some of them got $100,000 worth of cards. Or
our bicycle spokes to millions of dollars.
Right. We've gone from bicycle spokes and flipping them up against the wall to carrying around $50,000 in cash and cards.
Wow.
It's amazing. And but to your question, I think that is a big concern, is that kids today are not collecting for the same reasons that we did as kids. Yeah. So it makes you wonder if they're going to continue to do that as adults. And that's a big question right now. I do think the trading card hobby has got a big problem in that cards, modern day cards and cases and boxes are just way too expensive for your average collector. The kids that are doing this, they're bankrolled by their parents, and they're pretty wealthy kids. And then they're learning, you know, I admire them because they're learning to run a business. They're learning a trade, and they're being very successful at them. So I don't fault them at all, but it's changed. You know, people collect for different reasons now, and that does make you wonder if it's going to be sustainable 20 or 30 years down the road.
Jeff, we got to go, but how do people sign up, subscribe to Sports Collectors Digest?
Yeah, real simple. Just go to sportscollectorsdigest.com, hit the subscription link, and we'll set you up. And you can also email me at jowens at aimmedia.com, aimmedia.com. We'd love to have you. Come check out the oldest publication in the hobby.
My highlight every 2 weeks is a copy of Sports Collector Digest. Jeff Owens, thank you very much for appearing on Sports Overnight America.
Thanks, great God.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Jeff Owens. Back with more.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. I'd like to thank Jeff Owens, the editor of Sports Collector Digest. Go to sportscollectorsdigest.com, sportscollectorsdigest.com. Hey, a few minutes ago, Art mentioned something, UFOs. I firmly believe UFOs have reached this universe, and I'll tell you why.
What?
On Wednesday evening in Arizona, Otani threw six innings of two-hit ball. At the plate, he had three hits and two walks. So he had more hits than he gave up to the Arizona Diamondback. I believe him to be a UFO. Art, you think he's a UFO? What do you think?
I don't think anybody's ever done that in the history of baseball. Maybe Babe Ruth back in the early century of 19th, that would be the 20th century. But no, I agree. I mean, the guy is, and he did that with a blister on his finger.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy is just phenomenal. And, you know, I'm watching Major League Baseball Network the other day, and they're talking a little bit about, you know, the best pitchers in baseball. They had him sixth. And I'm like, sixth? I think his ERA is 0.79 right now.
I think he's being penalized for being a hitter and a pitcher. I think that they ran the statistics on all the pitchers that are eligible for the Cy Young Award as of now, which is still fairly early. We're not even halfway through the season. But, you know, he's got all the statistics. He's leading every other pitcher in the statistics. ERA, I think he's got two losses. The problem is he doesn't pitch enough.
So the once a week is kind of hindering his ability to get the
Because the Dodgers have it spread out among six pitchers, which is great for the team, but maybe not so great for him individually. But I'm trying to figure out why they're saying he doesn't have a chance to win the Cy Young Award. I mean, it's like, what are you looking at? And I think he's being penalized for being, it's sort of like how LeBron never gets
being
fouled.
Too good at everything. So
exactly.
And I think that'd be the same argument when you look at a guy like Dave Roberts. He'll never win Manager of the Year because they're kind of expected to be contenders.
Yeah, they'll probably have the all-time winning percentage in the history of baseball before long.
That's why they're going to get overlooked on that. And guys like Christopher Sanchez, Skeens, Sale right now.
Mizorowski.
Mizorowski, right.
But if I had to pick one now, man, Sale is just – he's remarkable.
Well, especially coming back from all the things
he
was.
He wasn't on Thursday because they lose to give seven runs. All right, for Art, for Laura, for Mark, for Engineer Mario, Stay tuned all night long for more of Sports Overnight America.